Has anything advanced since we spoke last week?
No, the situation is that there have been one or two interested parties. We are in the process of drawing up a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, in conjunction with a solicitor, a confidentiality agreement which interested parties must sign. There are interested parties, and after the half-term break, which is next week, after half-term, we will sit down with people and see if there is anybody with the wherewithal that is suitable to be a promoter amongst the British Speedway Promoters Association, yeah, and that can do a deal with Perry Barr and Tony Moll to continue the heathens here next season.
I don't know whether you can comment on this or not. It occurs to me, I don't know whether you advise us on this or not, but is it a case, I don't know, it's the first thing about running a speedway club, but it strikes me that what we need is a situation where the heathens can be self-sustaining. In other words, it can be run on the basis of gate money and sponsorship.
It has to be.
I was going to say, rather than necessarily like a benefactor. I mean, if a benefactor comes along and puts it in the pocket, great. But assuming that doesn't happen, can we get to a point where a heathens is... Do you see what I mean? It's where it's self-sustaining.
It's been self-sustainable over the last 6 years for us.
Right.
We are committed as three promoters, if you like, Gary, Chris and myself, that if it had gone wrong, we would have had to put our hands in our own pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's no different for any incoming party, but with a solid budget and a decent business plan, you know, there's a good crowd here tonight,
there
one
is.
Of the biggest crowds
Very
of the
good.
Season here tonight. It's a cup final, I know, and the last meeting of the year. But with a solid business plan, this project at Birmingham, running Cradley here, is viable.
It's viable.
You're not going to get rich out of it, Mike.
No.
But you are going to at least what we call wash your face, keep the club running, and you know, and satisfy a lot of people.
Well, at the end of the day, that's the point, isn't it? Because nobody in their right mind comes into run a speedway club with the idea of making a fortune.
We never went into it to make money.
No, we
went into it to bring the name back, the heathens, bring the fans back into the sport, and try and enhance the situation to try and get a site of our own.
Absolutely. And you know, and I dare say whoever takes it on, if somebody does, we'll want to carry on doing that as well. But so that's the point. It strikes me, having no background in business or running Speedway, but if we can get to a point where whoever takes it on, and obviously it's got to be underwritten somehow, and I hear what you say there, but if it gets to a point where it is regularly self-sustaining, then that makes it a bit more viable for all these people who are willing to do it. And I said on the radio a bit earlier, it's a question of the will finding the means here, isn't it? Because there's no question the will. How could you look around here, see all these people, and not think the will is there?
The thing is, though, as well, Mike, nobody really knows, because it's confidential in terms of what the club, you know, what we're looking for, if you
of
like.
Course.
I've
yeah,
heard
yeah.
all sorts of wild and wonderful rumours. You know, some of them I could... some of the figures that have been bandied around, I could go away and live in Barbados for the rest of my life.
That's
fantasy land, you know? It's all about realism, and we remain committed, Mike, to trying to keep the heathens on track next season.
Yeah.
Heathens and the Brummies here at Perry Barr is a joint project, but we're deadly rivals, and it has worked nicely this year.